This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's a sign that what President Biden calls this forever war is ending. The U.S. military left Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan overnight, but there was trouble after they left. Early this morning, looters stormed through the unprotected gates before Afghan forces regained control. Our Charles de Ledesma reports from overseas. Many Afghans are now trying to get out of the country.
Large numbers of people have been crowding the passport office in Kabul, hoping to secure exit visas. Abdullah Saeed, who's a lecturer at Kabul University, says our people have been struggling for around 40 years.
Now our people thinking if our government cannot to control this situation, maybe the civil war will be start. So that's the main problem why people trying to go abroad.
Others say they're very concerned of a possible return of the Taliban and therefore want to leave the country before the situation gets worse. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Are you traveling for the July 4th holiday? Nearly 48 million of us are, says the AAA, and that's going to be a challenge. Spokesman Andrew Gross.
People should be expecting that the empty roads of the past year are kind of over. If you choose to leave like on a Thursday afternoon or a Friday afternoon, which is the time we recommend you don't leave. But if you do, you will be facing traffic jams around major metropolitan areas.
In Florida, they may tear down what's left of that partially collapsed condo building because of fears it may fall down. They had to stop search and rescue work for hours yesterday, but it's resumed now. 18 people are known dead. 145 are missing. This morning, China is denying U.S. accusations that it's failing to stop human trafficking. And it says Washington's got no right to point fingers, given the U.S. history of racial discrimination. This is AP News. There's a new effort to protect you from surprise medical bills. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
Four federal agencies have written out new protections for insured patients to prevent surprise billing in medical emergencies and from out-of-network doctors. The surprise billing law takes effect in January, removing patients from the financial equation and limiting what they can be billed for out-of-network services. The Kaiser Family Foundation says the government is clearly pulling out the stops to get this implemented in a timely manner. Adding that surprise billing has been at the top of the list when it comes to patients' worries. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Many employers are increasingly desperate to hire workers, but many unemployed Americans want more money or worry about going back to work and getting COVID. There were 9 million plus jobs available in April. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.